Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
TikTok, yes, it is time to Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of Sunday, April 20th, 2025. Happy Easter. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Or just jump in the Bible to Matthew 16:18, where the word tells us, upon this rock, I will build my church. And everything about this show will be built around that, the word of God and simply one word, Jesus. This week, I have a very special guest. And like I said, I think he was just appointed for this show. He was. For this special Easter show, Joel Vaughn, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome, man. I feel blessed and privileged to be here today.
Well, like I told you, you have joined a family. And when we come back, we're just going to dig into you. We're going to unzip you, open you up, and find out what God's been doing inside that body.
Yep.
All right.
All about it, man.
We'll be right back with Joel Vaughn right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. A very special guest on with us this week, Mr. Joel Vaughn. Joel, we can talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about music. You're going to get us in some scripture. But first off, we got to peel it back a little bit. Who's Joel Vaughn?
So Joel is just a dude who God blessed with a little bit of talent. And I just use that talent to travel, I guess, the world now. I'm an international artist, as it were, and share what God has done in my life. But I can start as far back as you want me to go.
You just, wherever you feel led, brother. This is you are the commander of this show. Well, the Lord's the commander of the show.
Yeah.
But today, it's yours under him.
Well, let's start in 1991 in Columbus, Mississippi. Does that work?
That works.
Is that too far back?
No, sir.
So I grew up in a military family. My dad was in the Air Force. While he was in the Air Force, I was kind of, you know, I was a little kid. He retired when I was 7, or maybe I was 8. I think he officially retired when I was 8, but he started getting out in 1993. When I was a kid, I loved music. I loved listening to it. I loved singing it. I gave my life to Christ in Amory, Mississippi in 1991. It might be 1992. I was six. So either way. I remember the color of the carpet. I remember the pews. I remember my mom was leading a Keith Green song, Created Me to Clean Heart, which is also a scripture. And I felt a pulling on my heart that I wanted to begin a relationship with Jesus. And I knew what that meant at that age. And so she walked me to the altar and she walked me through a prayer and, you know, asked me if I knew what that meant. And I think I knew what it meant. I'm pretty sure I knew what it meant. And so my walk with Jesus started that day. I started singing in church in 1993. So my dad started the process of retiring from the military at that point. I remember the very first time I ever sang in church. My parents knew I could sing because in a couple of years before that, I was singing harmony to a song that was on the radio. And it was on an oldie station, which my dad begrudgingly let my mom listen to because he only wanted Christian music on in the car. My mom grew up on like different music. And so I remember listening to Otis Redding and the Temptations and even Little Richard. And like one of the songs, Tutti Frutti, was my favorite song. And my mom would turn around and be like, he's singing that. Like he's on pitch and now he's harmonizing. He's not even 6 years old. What's going on? And so a couple of years after that, they were like, hey, do you want to sing in church? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And the very first song I sang in church, and I wear this out, I tell people all the time, but he was my absolute favorite artist at the time. His name was Clay Cross.
Yes.
And at the time, I think his song, his breakout hit was I Surrender All. And I wanted to sing that song really bad. But my older brother, Mikey, hoarded all the accompaniment tracks. And so he was like, you could sing this one. And he let me sing My Place Is With You. And if you don't know what an accompaniment track is, it's literally an instrumental. And it's in a couple of different keys that you can sing along to at your church. This is the days before like the worship movement, like the big worship music movement took over. And so people sung specials in church. And so I started singing specials in church with cassette tapes. And I really enjoyed that. But as I got older, we left Alabama. When I was a kid, we moved from the last place we lived in Alabama was Fort Payne. And we moved to Texas, just south of Dallas, in a little town called Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. And that year, so 2000 was the year that we moved. That year, I started teaching myself how to play guitar because I was like, I like singing to these accompaniment tracks and stuff. This is fun. But I'd really like to, you know, go places and sing when there's not the ability to have a PA or something like that. So I learned how to play guitar, taught myself how to play guitar. And at that point, a band called Sonic Flood had come out, and it was a lot like the other music that I listened to on the radio. And I was like, I really like this. I'm gonna learn how to play this. So the first song I learned how to play on guitar, with the exception of one secular song, was I Could Sing of Your Love. No. That was the second song. The first song was... No, it was. It was I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. The second song was I Want to Know You. Anyway, so like those are the first two songs I learned on guitar. And so my brother and I started leading worship together. We did that for a number of years in high school. And in 2003, I met the woman who is now my wife. And we really liked each other. And we started playing in a worship band together. And that all kind of started at a youth lock-in, a youth retreat in 2003. And we started dating 2004. 2 years later, we got married. And it's just crazy. Like I got married really, really young. We've been married, gosh, almost 19 years this year. But it's just crazy how God put all of this stuff together. So me, my wife, and my brother, we started touring regionally after we started going to college at West Texas A&M University in Amarillo, Texas. Well, Canyon, about 10 miles south of Amarillo. And if you don't know where that's at, totally fine. It's a desert. We're known for our 72-ounce steak, wind, and Mexican food. That's about it. There's not much. Oh, cattle. Lots and lots of cattle. That's about it. So we were pretty bored musicians, and so we spent a lot of time honing our craft and just kind of touring around the area. We were a part of an organization called the Baptist Student Ministry. And so they would send us to these little churches in the Texas Panhandle, and we would lead worship for them and then sing songs that we had written and stuff like that. And so we went to Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado, and just kind of did that circuit for a bit. And I was like, this is what I know that I'm meant to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I know if this is what I'm called to do, God's going to make a way. So my wife wanted to become a teacher. She went to school for that. I went to school for music and then eventually broadcast engineering. So I got my degree in video and radio, but the only time I ever use it is when I'm doing stuff like this. It was a blessing to have, though. They went on and did their things. My brother moved away. My wife started working the process to become a teacher. She's been teaching for, I don't even know how many years now, a long time. And so I was the only one left doing music, and I wanted to pursue it professionally. I became a worship leader in 2006, 2007-ish, I was always leading worship, but my first job was in 2006. And started doing that. And eventually I felt like God was calling me out of the church full time and to step out onto the road because I had all these songs that I had written, right? And some of them, you know, you have your vertical songs that are worship and adoration and praise. And then you have these songs that don't really fit that mold, that are more of like, this is what's happened in my life. This is how God's used this stuff in my life. And this is, you know, it's just a story, right? And so I really act like ascribe to the songwriter stories type songwriting. And so I didn't really get to use that gift in the church, and that's fine because that really wasn't the place for it. So I started taking it to coffee shops, and then eventually I played a few bars, not that I really wanted to go there, but it's like God took me there. And so I shared the gospel that way, and I shared what God had done in my heart, and I saw him do some incredible things. And eventually by 2015, or 2014, I started talking to record labels and met with them for a couple of years, was offered my first recording contract in 2015. And by 2016, I had my first single go big on Hot AC Christian Radio, and then it was off to the races from there, and we moved to Tennessee. And so that's who Joel Vaughn is on the condensed Reader's Digest version, just trying to be open to whatever doors God opens for me, and to walk through them unashamed and find out, like, what do you want me to do with this gift? What do you want me to do with these songs? Like, I'm an open book with it. Lead the way and I will follow. And along the way, I still lead worship. So that's me.
Well, amen. I tell you what, when we come back, I think we're going to get into the word, and you may have a scripture to share with us and why you brought it to the show. So I'm excited about that. We'll be right back with Joel Vaughn right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio, Easter edition. And we are so thankful that we have a Lord and Savior that's not stuck on that cross, that he is, he's just waiting right now at the right hand of God to come back and take us home. So a very special guest again this week, an international superstar, Joel Vaughn.
That's one way to put it.
Well, if any time you travel to Texas, you're a star. So
that's true. It's like its own country, right?
It is. My parents are. I lived in Houston. My dad, I have a brother and sister still live in Houston.
Oh wow, that place is hot. Like Alabama's hot, but Houston is like it's hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. Well, Brother Joel, as I say every week, we can get into a lot of things with the artist on the show, but the biggest thing is behind all of it is the Word of God.
Yeah.
And you've prepared a scripture to bring to the show. So why don't you tell us what that scripture is and why you decided on it?
So people always ask me what my life verse is, and I think that's a good thing to have, but for me it's never been a life verse. It's always been like a life chapter or even a life book. It's like the whole Word of God has been a lifeline for me, so I can't pick one, right? But one that was, you know, revealed to me pretty early on was James 1, and just the very first verse really hit home with me, because it's like I identified with that, right? So growing up, we did move around a whole lot. So my dad retired from the Air Force. I mentioned that earlier. But things weren't always easy for us, right? So transitioning from the military to civilian life after 27 years for my dad wasn't as smooth of a transition, I think, as he thought it was going to be. And so financially, it was tough. I was one of five kids. I was the youngest of five kids. I remember one night I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard a car and somebody being loud. I was like, what is that? And I ran up to the window, and all I could see, because my eyes were so blurry from waking up in the middle of the night, probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw these taillights escaping away, right? And so I realized later, I was like, somebody stole our car. Realized later on that they didn't steal our car. Our car had been repossessed because my parents didn't have the money to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Then a couple of months after that, my mom told me, like, hey, we're moving out, and then your uncle and an aunt are going to move into our house. And I didn't understand why. And we moved into another house because we couldn't afford it anymore. So we sold our house to them. And then through some other stuff that happened, we ended up losing our house. And all seven of us were basically piled on top of each other in a two-bedroom trailer, right? And so that was the start of hardship in my life, and the start of, like, what ended up being a long period of just not an easy way to grow up, right? And I never understood why God allowed that to happen to us, why we lost everything, why I had to have clothes with holes in them and why I had to have shoes with holes in them and get made fun of and bullied at school for it. And then, you know, my siblings started moving on, and my brother, my other older brother and I were the only two left at home. And so like it was very difficult growing up. And so I come back to this Bible verse. I tell my story, you know, first, but because it's the one that's like, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is how I relate to the scripture in this. And so I read in James 1, starting in chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." And I know that that's not talking about growing up poor. It's talking about growing in your faith. But I believe that God was using that time in my life to grow me and stretch me to lean on Him and to trust in Him and to trust in His Word. And when I find verses like this, you know, it's like I see the reason for it. You know, it gave me compassion, it gave me humility, it gave me full and complete trust because we had nothing else, right? So James 1, that chapter has always been very important to me. So,
well, amen. Because Brother Joel, I know I wouldn't be here today. Because I won't get into all of my story, but we almost have kind of mirror images. I know where you're coming from, but I understood the older that I became, there was a purpose in those days. You know, when it is tough knowing what you're going to eat next, or, you know, are the two shirts I have, is one of them clean enough to wear to school? Or, but God used that time to build me, and I can see that He used that time, brother, to build you.
Amen.
So God bless you. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to talk about your music.
Yeah, love to.
We'll be right back with Joel Vaughn right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, the Inspiration Station, if you're on the Radio Alabama network at radioalabama.net, you can find WJHO, or you can go to 897WJHO.org. Whichever way you're tuning in this week, thank you and God bless you. We have the honor of having Brother Joel Vaughn on with us. Joel, you've told us a little bit about your life. You told us a lot about your life because you told us you had nothing and you learned to depend on the Lord. And that's all we need to know out of all that right there, that it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter what you've done. He is the answer.
Amen.
Well, we're here, Joel, because I found you on the Just Love Cafe or coffee shop. I found you on their Emerging Artist, and it was about your music, man. I loved it. I love the sound. You blessed with a magnificent voice.
Thank you.
And I think we're going to talk about a song called Testify.
Yes, sir.
What inspired you to write the song?
That song, so a lot of my songs are kind of filtered through, you know, my life and like I said, what God has taught me through it. And that one specifically is kind of what we've been talking about already. I remember it's 2025 now. So 3 years ago, there was some change happening in my part-time job, working at a church. And so like it was one of those things where it's like, we really depended on that income to be able to pay the bills, right? But also, like, we had to be out on the road and doing this ministry. And suddenly, the whole structure of all of that changed. And so it was very clear that we were going to have to step out back into full-time music ministry again. Not that I ever really stopped full-time music ministry, but I think I got a little comfortable, right? I got a little comfortable being in the church, leading worship, and doing that. And so nobody was telling me, Joel, you need to go or anything like that. It was just the signs were clear. This may not be the most financially responsible decision you can make, but it's the most spiritually responsible decision you can make. Mm-hmm. And so we had a little money saved up, and I was like, I don't know, you know, all of what's going to happen in the next 3 years, but I do know this. When I trust in God more than I trust my wallet, he makes some pretty amazing things happen, right? Mm. And so when we walked away from that, things were, you know, fine for a couple months, but, you know, they started getting difficult financially, you know? And so I was like, man, this is getting hard. This is harder than I thought it was going to be. Did I make the right decision, you know? And so I started thinking about all of the other times in my life where, you know, not just financially, but spiritually, physically, mentally, where I made a decision where I'm sitting here questioning. And it's like, God, like, did I hear you right? Was that the right thing to do? And I'm waiting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? And sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel is, it's like a pinhole. It's like, I think I see something, you know, like you're doing something, right? Yeah, that was you and not me, right? And so I wrote this song, Being in the Middle, and I wrote it with two friends, Ross King and Kobe James, where I was felt like I was in the middle of another storm in life. And I'm just waiting for the day that I can turn around and look back and see all of the reason for all of the things that happened, right? So that I can testify of God's goodness in my life. And I know that I'll see that. And I know that I don't see it right now, but if I quit, if I walk away, I won't see everything that God has in store for me. Mm. So that's what testifies about.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you do the honor of introing the song?
All right. My name is Joel Vaughn, and this is my brand new song, Testify.
I hope you've enjoyed this show this week. Happy Easter. My special guest, Joel Vaughn. And if you listen to the show, I kind of do the last part of this a certain way every week. But I'm going to throw a little curveball at my guest this week because it is
all right.
Easter. Brother Joel, if you were the only person that knew Jesus was coming back in the next minute, if you were the only one and you were the only voice to be able to tell people about him, what would you say?
I'm thinking about how I would say it more than what I would say. It's like the power of the internet is pretty incredible. Now, it can be used for really good and it can be used for really bad. But I would say this, if the world's megaphone was handed to me and I was able to declare the truth of the gospel, I would say this, wherever you're at right now, whatever you're thinking, whatever you believe this. There was a man named Jesus. He was sent by God, the Father, because he loved you so much that he was going to give his son as a sacrifice for you so that you could live forever with him in eternity in heaven, with your friends, with your family. He loved you so much that he gave his one and only son. And I would be crazy not to tell you about who that is, because that person, that God, changed my life. I think that's what I would say. And then I'd probably have a few scriptures to back it up with.
Amen. It'd be quick, wouldn't it?
It'd have to be real quick.
Well, thank
you. Put me on the spot.
Thank you for that. Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for another week, Lord. I ask you to bless the listeners. Lord, I ask you to bless all the artists that are a part of this show and are to come on this show. Thank you for Brother Joel. Heavenly Father, just guide him, continue to protect him. Lord, I thank you that you stripped basically everything away from him and rose him back up. Lord, bless his days, bless his family, bless his music, and let your Holy Spirit just flow through him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome, brother. How can people connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is either on Facebook, so facebook.com/Joel Vaughn Music, or on Instagram, instagram.com/Joel Vaughn Music. That's the two places I'm the most active.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for making this show so special. I hope I served you well this week.
Oh, you absolutely did. Thank you for having me on.
Well, God bless you and have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
That's Joel Vaughn on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.